So we're in people's towns, so we're right down the street from Turner Field. We've got this 3-bedroom vacant house that we've converted into a sensory art experience. My name's Nathan Sherritt, and I'm the artist here.
Sherritt's exhibit is all about family narratives, and yes, it occupies the entire 1,000 square feet or so of this one-story bungalow. In one room, he has recreated a roof out of tar paper printed with the text of Mary Shelley's Frankenstein. It's an homage to his stepfather, who works in construction, and to his blended family. Frankenstein, get it? And so on for 7 rooms. Hosting art shows in unexpected spaces is just what the artistic curators at Dashboard Co-op do. This is the co-founder and managing director, Beth Malone.
We've had one in a vacant warehouse in Castleberry Hill where we couldn't actually have any heating or light because the building would catch on fire. We've had shows in basements of decrepit old buildings with really low ceilings and kind of like an asbestos smell that we're like, should we be in here?
Malone started Dashboard Co-op with Courtney Hammond in 2010. One of their guiding ideas is to foster cultural awareness in the underserved neighborhoods where they have their shows, places like People's Town. Another is to encourage deeper connections between artwork and the people who come to see it.
I think we've recognized that people, when they go into an alternative space, the necktie isn't as tight, it's a little bit loosened. So it's a much more relaxed atmosphere. And I think people, when they go into an alternative space, are also more open to less traditional works.
Works maybe like Nathan Sherritt's, much of which encourages viewer participation.
Well, where we are now is the dining room. And in here I've got a kitchen table installation that has a bunch of blue gumballs on the top and inviting viewers in to chew on some of the gumballs. And then when they're finished with it, in a sort of act of rebellion, putting it under the table. And then I want people to talk and to meet and to make new connections with each other.
In terms of scale, this exhibit is Sherritt's most ambitious ever.
It was really intimidating, but it was also just really exciting because I just had so many ideas.
Beth Malone concedes that a lot of hard work went into this show, but preparing unusual spaces for art displays is something at which the group excels, especially since a multi-artist event in 2011 that changed everything for the group, but which nearly ended in disaster.
It was in a huge 10,000 square foot space over in West Midtown. There's no walls, so we knew we would have to build walls and bring them in. There were no lights, so we knew we would have to get track lights and hang them from these, 50-foot ceilings somehow.
Wait, there are no walls, but it was inside?
Mm-hmm. It was a shell, so no white walls that we could hang work on. They built us a bathroom so that we could actually have an event. And then
the unexpected happened, because the challenge of creating walls, electricity, and a bathroom before even hanging the artwork was par for the course. But this was January 2011. The week of Atlanta's ice storm.
At the beginning of the week, no one was on the road because there was ice everywhere. But Court and I woke up and we're like, we have to start moving things. And we did, just she and I were like loading in stuff for a stage because we were having bands. We made a stage. We built a bar. We had 2 generators going for that show. We brought the walls over. It was just insane. We had 10 artists, I think, 3 bands. It was incredible. I think that was the show that almost broke us all because we were like, this is insane.
But it was also the show that made Dashboard Co-op, that established them in Atlanta as the curators of shows for mid-career artists looking for that next step up. Many of the artists the group has worked with have gone on to major achievements. They've scored fellowships and shows in big galleries. Meantime, says Sherritt, having a show with Dashboard has garnered its own cachet.
And part of what's fun about working with Dashboard is that every time that we do one of these pop-up galleries, it's all about finding ways to overcome those challenges. And often the limitations end up being benefits because then you find perhaps another way to do something that ends up being a stronger result. And then you make better art than you would have if had you not done that.
Looking ahead, Dashboard Co-op is tossing around the idea of holding an art show on a train and another on a farm. Either would be a major challenge, but then again, that's part of the point. Kate Sweeney, WABE.